with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Federal authorities have launched an investigation to determine why a private jet tried to make an emergency landing on a Florida interstate that led to two deaths below.
Everybody stand by. There's an alert 3 in progress. Everybody stand by.
And the Federal Aviation Administration said the Bombardier Challenger 600 had 5 people on board when the crash took place about 3:15 p.m. yesterday near Naples. Senators are working through the weekend on a $95 billion military aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies.
The vote was 64-19, with 14 Republicans joining Democrats to move the foreign aid package forward. GOP senators more closely aligned with Donald Trump, the party's presidential frontrunner, aren't putting a priority on stopping Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And even if the aid gets through the Senate with possible Sunday voting, the package still faces an uncertain future in the House.
And as correspondent Ben Thomas reporting, California Governor Gavin Newsom is sending prosecutors to Oakland.
The move to help crack down on rising crime in the San Francisco Bay Area city, where robberies in broad daylight have been getting national attention. Newsom said he would deploy 120 California Highway Patrol officers to Oakland to assist with targeted crackdowns on criminal activity, including vehicle and retail theft. Newsom did not say how many prosecutors would be sent. The city of 400,000 people is seeing a spike in violent crimes, even though crime in other California urban centers is falling. John Scott reporting.
For the second year in a row, President Biden is skipping an interview on Super Bowl Sunday.
In recent years, American presidents have been interviewed by the TV network broadcasting the big game. The pregame interview provides a large audience, and it has become a tradition. But President Biden declined an interview with CBS News this weekend.
That is correspondent Greg Cluxton, and this is SRN News. Americans are weighing in on the country's institutions. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington with a report.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 59% of the general public has a positive view of churches and religious organizations versus 39% who see them in a negative light. That puts faith institutions in third place overall. Americans feel the most positive about small business, followed by the military. Amongst the institutions with the highest negative views, the banks, corporations, and universities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bad news for Christians on the tiny African island nation of Comoros. The hardline Islamic president has been reelected, promising more persecution for Christian believers. International Christian Concern says religious freedom in the Comoros area is close to nothing. The Constitution mandates that Islam is a state religion and citizens must behave in line with the principles of Sunni Islam. This is SRN News. A manhunt is underway after the fatal shooting of a sheriff's deputy in Tennessee, south of Knoxville. Blount County Sheriff James Lee Barong was visibly upset as he spoke to News Nation about that crime.
So sorry that we've lost a young man. I talked to his family earlier. I apologize for not protecting him.
Former President Trump reacting to this week's decision by a special counsel to not charge President Biden in a classified documents case.
Joe Biden, his Department of Injustice, will bring zero charges against Crooked Joe, despite the fact that he willfully retained and disclosed troves of ultra-classified national security documents. Now, that's not what I've been hearing, and he's not under the Presidential Records Act, which is a big thing. I am.
Addressing an NRA event in Pennsylvania last night, Mr. Trump called that a two-tiered system of justice. More details at SRNNews.com.